Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. On the show today, we've got super talented singer-songwriter Taylor Murray joining us. I actually met Taylor this past weekend at CMA Fest, and she is definitely the sweetest, one of the sweetest people probably ever. I talked with Taylor about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And as usual, I have my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Cody. How are you doing today? I should say,
I'm
Mr.
I'm still recovering from a CMA Fest.
Mr. Chris Top Fan of the Year.
We'll get into that later, but let's go ahead and bring on the lovely and talented Miss Taylor Murray to the show. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Taylor, how are you?
Hey, good. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you doing? Hi, Taylor. How are you?
Hey, Craig. How are you?
Pretty good. A little tired from the flight this morning, and I just finished up my work. I had to go back this afternoon, but this interview kept me going.
Oh, well, there you go.
Thank you for doing this, Taylor.
Well, thank you for having me, Cody. No problem. It was really great to meet you, too. And congratulations on your WABA Award. That's awesome.
I appreciate that. I came on the show on a pretty good day because we're actually celebrating 250 episodes today.
That's right. Happy birthday to the radio station. That's right. You did tell me. Wow, 250. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. As I was saying off air, and you said earlier, we actually met for the first time this past Saturday morning at the Springs Fan Club party.
Yes, I love the Springs. They're actually one of my co-writers, and we wrote a song called Piece of Paradise together. Oh, man. It was actually back in 2016.
Well, it was only last year.
Holly and Stuart, they're amazing. I love working with the Springs. You couldn't ask for two nicer people, and I'm definitely proud to be one of their co-writers.
Oh, Stu and Holly are terrific people, without a doubt. I met them through Elena.
They're just a solid, good people. I mean, that's really all I can say about them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then after the Springs party, I saw you again Sunday night at the WABA Awards, which for those of you that have no idea, because I've been posting about it on social media for probably days, but I actually won Best Fan of the Chris Top program, which totally and completely shocked me.
I wasn't.
Congratulations, Cody.
Well, thank you. You know, I get up there and Chris was like, got to say a few words, don't you? I'm like, put me on the spot here, aren't you, Top?
He's
and,
putting you on the
but,
spot
uh,
because he is on top. He's Chris Top.
Apparently. Well played,
yes.
Greg.
Hey, that was a fun award show. We even got a surprise link.
Yes, and we got cupcakes.
Yes,
yeah.
And
I wonder, Taylor, between all of us, I wonder who had something to do with that. I wonder how those cupcakes got there.
I don't know. I'm going to help sneak them in.
Well, and I like they were a nice dessert.
And I think, of course, I know a couple of people were in on the spread. They knew about it, but I think most of the people there were pretty shocked by that wedding.
Yeah, well, so I thought we were going to see a proposal when I brought in the cupcakes because I helped Kristen's daughter Ashley bring it in. But then we got a wedding, and I was so excited. Chris and Allie, I met them over a year ago during CMA Fest back in 2016 when I did an interview with them, and you couldn't ask for two nicer people, and I'm just so excited for both of them.
I agree. I get up there to accept the award, and of course I knew I had to thank Chris and Allie, obviously. After that, I had nothing. I was like,
oh
crap.
Did great. Cody, you did great. It was awesome.
After that, I mean, like I said, I knew I had to thank them, but after that, I was like, oh crap, what am I going to say now? But anyway, and that's about that. What have you been up to since CMA Fest wrapped?
Well, so I'm actually getting ready. I have a show tonight. I played an unexpected show yesterday at Ugonet Pig in Franklin, Tennessee, and I'm back at Belcourt Tap tonight. And then this Thursday, I am actually going to be at 6:50 a.m. WSM, home of the Grand Ole Opry, and I get to go. And that'll be my first time playing there with the Opry, and I'm thrilled. And I actually learned.
Are you
that
serious? You're
going to
be playing
on the
actual Opry stage?
Well, I'll be doing the radio station there with 6:50 a.m. the Opry radio station.
6 p.m. Is
that's
that
cool.
6 p.m.? Tennis Central
State. No, 6:50 a.m. I will be on 6:50 a.m. That's the station there with Opry. You can listen in. I'm going to make a post about it Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out on Monday that I was actually going to get to do that, and that's something I've dreamed of doing since I was like 5 years old. I mean, it's one of the highest honors I feel like you could have.
I get the app because one of my friends, Peyton Taylor, is a hostess. She does like the fashion section. From like 4 to 6.
Very cool.
And so it's easy for me to just push the app and then I'll get to hear you.
Cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, now this has been some week for you, Taylor, with CMA Fest week and all these performances in one, topping it all off with the Opry. You know,
wow. I started this week not even knowing I was really going to have any shows except tonight. And now I have shows pretty much every night this week, and I'm like, this is crazy, but I'm having fun. Having a lot of fun.
Well,
your CMA Fest
now,
week. Personally, because you're doing all these performances now.
Now, I always like to start out pretty much every interview with the same two questions. Number one, okay. Just kind of introduce yourself and tell how you got into music in the first place.
Okay, my name is Taylor Marie Wagner, and you can find my music on iTunes. My current single is out. It's called Wish I Missed. I will actually be getting ready to release another single here in the next few weeks, hopefully. It's going to be a duet with Katrina Wynn, and it's called Suck It Up Buttercup.
I think you sang that Saturday night.
Yeah, that's getting ready to get released as a duet on radio.
That's great. When are you going to be officially releasing the record?
You know, we haven't set a date for that yet. I would like to say soon. I'm trying. That's why, and I've been writing more songs. You know, I've been writing since I was 15, but I grew up with parents, and that's how I got started in the music industry. Both my parents were writers. My dad used to sing and stuff, and my dad and me, actually, one of my first songs I ever recorded, my first song I ever recorded here in Nashville, I recorded songs that I'd written with my dad was my co-writer. And it was funny because I'm sure most kids' first trip into a recording studio, they're there and their parents are supporting them to record. Well, I was in a recording studio recording a few songs, and my dad was there to record some too. So that was a little different, but that was something. And that's how I got started in writing. And I've been writing, like I said, since I was 15 years old. So I've written quite a few songs, and I've had other people cut my songs. But it's like, it's interesting when you're trying to write songs for yourself, and I'm trying to make sure I have just the right songs that I feel like describe me to release as a person and what I think represents me the best. So I'm still working on writing a few. I've got a few more ideas kind of in mind for some stuff I maybe want to put on the album.
Oh, so your intention is to create an EP?
Well, right now I'm debating on doing either the EP or actually I have been considering, me and my producer are still talking everything and releasing potentially a full album.
So, oh, that would be something.
Yeah, that's I have the songs. I'm going to work on writing some more. And I mean, I have enough to do a full album right now, but I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what exactly do I want to say or how I, you know, it's just things happen all the time. You never know what you're going to write your next song about. You could be walking down the street and see something crazy and come home and pick up the guitar and go, that's the song.
Exactly. Now, I've got some kind of fun, get to know you questions if you're okay with it.
Okay, cool.
Sweet. What kind of music are you listening to right now?
Right now? Well, I was actually just listening to some, I'm playing a show tonight at Belcourt, and I was listening to a song. I don't know if you guys listen to Sirius X on the Highway, but I'm doing a show tonight with Tyler Dial, and his song Damn Good Time was on there. But I was listening to a song that I actually just wrote with him the other day called Two Step in Town. We read it a few days ago, and I'm trying to learn because he texted me, and he was like, hey, learn the harmonies on the song so we can sing it tonight. And I'm like, well, crap, I got to remember the words. So I've been playing it continuously, trying to remember the words to the song, so we'll see if I don't forget them tonight.
Well, what's his last name, Chris? What?
Tyler Dial.
Tyler Dial. Oh, that was on the Horizon, his song?
Yeah, his song was Damn Good Time was on the Horizon. There was Sirius X in the Highway.
That's awesome.
I was listening to one that we had written together, and we, like I said, we just wrote it, and hopefully we'll be releasing it here. I mean, doing something there with it soon. I'm not really sure what's going to come of the song, but he was like, I'm going to sing it tonight. You better learn the harmonies. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, oh, wait. I better remember this. I've been trying to listen to it on repeat so I can remember the words.
Oh, that's so awesome, Taylor. I am so happy for you.
Thank you.
I hope that he ends up becoming an official Highway fine and becomes part of their regular daily playlist.
Well, that's his song that was on there regularly does play on there quite frequently. So if you tune in, he's definitely very talented.
Awesome.
I'm honored to have gotten the chance to write with him.
I hope this song can make it to Billboard, and then your songwriting talents can be finally recognized throughout the country industry.
Well, thank you.
So I'm waiting for you. Go ahead, Tim.
Now,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Another question I've got for you. This is always a fun one to ask. The responses are pretty much never the same. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Oh, if you could go, oh, man. You know, I don't know that I would change anything. Wow. So I actually started out a bluegrass player when I first started in the industry, and a lot of people, you know, I play guitars at Ron's a lot, but a lot of people don't know that I play piano since I was in third grade. And then I play the mandolin as well and a few other instruments, but piano and mandolin are two of my primary instruments. And I guess, you know, I've played the piano since third grade, and I kind of started to play guitar since third grade, so that would definitely be something I would have changed. Because here in Nashville, when you got to play rounds, it's not like you want to carry on your keyboard. Mandolin's pretty, but I like it along with another instrument, so I'm always ending up playing my guitar, and it's the weakest instrument that I play. So I'm like, okay, and then I sit next to these people, and I'm like, dang, you're incredible, you know? And I'm just like, this, oh, man, I wish I'd had a few more years of practice.
Right.
Is there any country songs you've written where you would be able to play the piano / keyboard?
Oh, yeah, definitely, and I can. The thing is trying to carry it around to set it up. I mean, I guess that just sounds pretty lazy on my behalf.
No, or you have to hire. I guess you'd have to hire a volunteer bodyguard.
Okay. Now, this next question I've got for you is so much fun for me to ask. If you weren't a singer, what would you be doing right now?
If I wasn't a singer, what would I be doing right now? So, funny story. Actually, before I even became a singer, I was riding rodeo and doing barrel racing and team roping. And I got into a rodeo accident. But up until that point, I liked playing music and singing, but my goals that I wanted for myself was I wanted to do professional rodeo. I wanted to be a professional barrel racer. And I actually, in college, was getting to train and ride with Sam Snap, who's one of the top 10 riders in women's professional rodeo. And I was riding and training with her every single day. Then I got to work at the Morven Park in Leesburg, Virginia, and that's where some of the Olympic team trains, and they have the little trials and different things. So I was riding at a very high competitive level, and until my injury, that was my main goal, was women's professional rodeo.
Wow, that's impressive.
How well did you do in rodeo riding?
Well, I was doing really well, but... that just things didn't work out there the way I would have liked them to. I still like to ride horses, but I don't do the rodeo stuff as much anymore. I haven't really done that actually in a long time. Long time.
So that sort of begs another question. If you would have had to have made a choice on your own terms between rodeo and music, what would you have chosen?
Oh, between rodeo and music. Well, you know, when I was doing rodeo, people were always picking guitars. I mean, I actually just wrote a song called Ready for the Ride, and it seemed around my favorite quote, if you call me the side, I'll be ready for the ride. And a lot of my music, my new single that I'm out right now, kind of got a bluesy vibe, but my next single I'm releasing has the mandolin, and we're going back into that more bluegrassy sound. Like I said, I started out in the mountains of Virginia in college picking bluegrass and playing Alison Krauss and Ricky Skaggs, and they were some of my big influences as an artist. So we're going to kind of take things back in that direction, and I'm super excited about it. And one thing, you know, as far as if I had to choose, I think I would have probably ended up doing rodeo, but I have been writing songs since I was 15. Like I said, I'd even started earlier than that because I would sit down with my dad. Mm-hmm. My dad was constantly writing a country music song. And so he'd be like, what do you think of this? And so growing up with that, we were constantly writing them together.
Now, I heard a Dan Rather ask a Kid Rock this question, so I sort of had to steal it because, I mean, it's Dan Rather for crying out loud. what's one thing, when everything's said and done with your career, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I think from as far as being remembered as an artist, I want to be remembered as someone who was kind to the people that she met and that someone people wanted to come to their shows and be around them. I think most importantly, a lot of times people, we as artists tend to forget, we're nothing without our fans. If they don't show up, we don't really have a show. We're just playing to a table at with a chair. And I just want my fans to remember me as being that kind person. And, you know, I mean, that Carolina cowgirl with a little bit of sass.
You know, I can definitely attest to that.
Well, Taylor, you were based from what I saw. I hope this doesn't sound too biased, but I love the song Wish I Missed. You won me over. I won me over very quickly. And I look forward to, as I told you, I'm excited to see you play a full show once you come to Pennsylvania next month.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that. That is going to be a blast. You know, I actually, when I was in college and heading up that way and stuff, that's not too far from where I went to. So it'll be nice to get back into that area. It's one of my favorite areas to visit.
All I know is that it's about 82 miles from where I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, going back to what you said in the earlier question, I just got to throw this out there. When I met you this past weekend, you were nothing but warm and sweet and generous. It was just great meeting you.
Oh, good. I enjoyed meeting you as well. I'm so happy to hear that. And same right back at you, Cody. You and Craig are both awesome. I'm glad to have had the opportunity to meet the both of you.
Yeah, vice versa.
I think I've got about three more questions for you, then we'll wrap things up unless Craig's got something for you. I know you play pretty much everywhere. So, what's your favorite place to play?
Oh, man. So, wow. On tour this year, we're heading to a lot of new places, a lot of new states. But so far, my favorite, I love to play in Nashville. I think that's just any artist. I like to play at the Bluebird Cafe in the Douglas Corner. The first place I ever played in Nashville, Tennessee, was the Douglas Corner. And, you know, I'd never been to this place. Well, this man sits down to play in this round, and I'm supposed to play, and he starts singing Good Morning Beautiful. And he had written it, and I'm like, I'm supposed to follow this up? And so I'm like, I'm going to play a song, and no one's going to know it, but everyone around me is incredible. And I was just honored to have had that opportunity to sit down and play with those writers that night. I got to meet so many talented writers that night, and it actually – my first night here in town as a writer to play in a writer's round to play with those people was incredible, but it also, it helped form my writing career in this town because I've been able to work with those people now, and it's been incredible. And that would definitely be one of my favorite places. I've also enjoyed playing in Texas.
That's
definitely one of my favorite places I've ever played on tour.
I'm going to throw a bit of a scenario at you real quick. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three items with you. What are you taking?
Oh my goodness. Well, I better be taking some water because we don't know if there is any. If I'm on an island, I need a fishing rod. Oh yeah, that's a given. And because you gotta have food. And see, I'm a total country girl,
right.
So I'd be out there throwing my rod, getting my fish.
Exactly.
How about a seahorse?
I mean, you can make a fire, so that wouldn't be a problem.
Right.
I guess I'd need a guitar to play around the fire. So I'd take the guitar, and let's go with the guitar, fishing rod, and some water.
What? Very resourceful.
You should take a seahorse with you, Taylor. That way you can say you at least have a horse to ride somewhat on the island.
Well, that's true, but I'm thinking I need my fishing rod. I got to be able to live.
True.
Plus, I like the fish in general, actually.
Right.
So I'm sure you would become an expert fisher, Taylor.
Okay. These next couple questions, I'm getting a little bit deep here. So, professional life or your personal life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
So growing up, I lived in the town over, and my dad used to deer hunt with Jim Catfish Hunter, who was a pitcher for the New York Yankees. And Mr. Jimmy used to have this saying, winning isn't everything, wanting to it. And so I coached volleyball growing up and stuff, and I always, like the past couple of years, I always told my girls that. If you don't want to win and you don't act like you want to win, then you're not going to win. And I think if you're not out there, it applies to rodeo. If I wasn't practicing every day, then why was I just showing up at the rodeos? I wasn't going to win. I knew I practiced every day. And the same goes for music. If you want to write a good song, you're not going to write it on your first couple of songs. You've got to get out there. You've got to write with the co-writers, meet the people. You've got to go out and play the writers' rounds and meet the other writers and say, hey, let's write. And it's a matter of you've got to want it, and it takes practice, and it's going to take time, and you're going to have to go out there. You're going to have to meet the fans and just really dedicate your time. If you really want something, then you go after it, and you don't turn back. You just keep pushing forward.
That's awesome. That is pretty cool. Now, I think this is probably the last question I have for you, and it's a brand-new question. It's never been asked on the show.
So, oh, cool. So, man, you're throwing a new one at me.
You're the guinea pig here. I'm trying this one out on you.
Oh, boy.
being the creative person that I know you are, what inspires or motivates you?
You know, as far as inspiration, one of my favorite places, I guess, to write songs used to be in the saddle. I used to ride around and could write something. It depends. Some days it's things that I observe. Some things have happened. I write songs about things that have happened in my life, that have happened to me, or maybe that happened to a friend of mine. Over the years I've had friends, they'd come to me and they'd tell me this story, and I'd write a song about it. And in general, just things that have happened in my life over the years, it's been kind of almost like a healing way to get, like, through things. Or, you know, I mean, if that's just been something as far as inspiration for me. And just as far as, if I guess, a favorite place to feel inspired, you know, it really doesn't get much better. I love Nashville, but one of my favorite and probably most inspirational places for me is the Shenandoah Valley, sitting in a saddle, just looking over into the valley and the mountains. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I'm going to say this now and probably a little bit later, but I have a ton of respect for you and what you do.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me.
No.
You know, and I always, it's sort of a policy here on the show that if you guys take 30 minutes out of what I know is a crazy busy schedule to come on and do this thing with me, it's the least I can do to help promote anything that you guys do. So if there's ever anything that you need from me, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Well, thank you so much, Cody. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Taylor, I'm in your corner to see you play in the Opry, not just online.
Absolutely.
May I ask one question, Cody?
Okay.
Okay. So, Taylor, out of the next 5 years, if there's anyone that you would want to collaborate with, both considering your friends and the popular country artists, who would be at the top of the list?
Well, I'm an old soul. Like I said, Craig, I started out a bluegrass player. So my dream collaboration hasn't changed since I was like five. I don't know, it might have been like three. I've been coming to Nashville. I'm going to sound old right now. For those of you who are listening in, first time I came to Nashville, Tennessee, there was no Opry Mills. It was Opryland, USA, and I was listening to Mr. Jim Ed Brown sing Top to Top Again.
Wow.
But my favorite singer of all time is George Strait. I mean, I own almost all the man's CDs. That's my dream collaboration.
Mom,
the first
too,
song
actually.
I grew up learning to sing was
Amarillo
by Morris.
It's mom's favorite ever.
Isn't he amazing? He's amazing. I love George.
Yes.
And with current country, I love Kacey Musgraves. And Shania Twain, like, they're amazing.
So, you know what your song, Wish I Missed? It seems, though, that you have a lot of classic country background inside your heart as well as in your mind, and it shows within Wish I Missed because it does sound, you know, a lot like Patsy Cline in the past. It gives it that classic country feel to it, and that's what I think separates that song out from a lot of other songs, which makes it stand out a lot more.
Thank you. That's a really high compliment. I actually went to school in the town where Patsy Cline is from.
Really?
They love Patsy. Yeah, wow. Her house is there, the Patsy Cline Theater and everything. And so, you know, I do love Patsy Cline. Everyone has to love a little bit of crazy and Walking After Midnight.
Oh, yes. wow. A 30 minutes pretty much flew by, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Well, time flies when you're having fun.
It's very
true.
True.
And with friends. So
yeah.
And I consider you a very dear friend, Taylor. So.
Well, thank you, Cody.
Yeah, me too, Taylor. I know I've only known you a short period of time. I come to Nashville about 3-4 times a year, and I really hope that when I come, you'll be playing, and I want to be able to see as many shows of yours as possible and continue to support you as a fan/friend going forward.
Yes, thank you both so much for being friends and supporting everything in this interview. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's been an honor.
Before we wrap, though, do you want to give the listeners information as to where they can find your social media or get in contact with you online?
Yes, definitely. Hi guys, so this is Taylor Marie Wagner, and I have a new single out right now called "Wish I Missed," and you can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Amazon, and all other major music outlets. And you can also find me on Instagram at tmmusic_93. I'm also on Twitter, Facebook. Look me up, Taylor Marie Wagner. Send me a message. Feel free. I'd love to meet each and every one of you. Just send me a message and let's become friends.
Awesome. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yes. I think we're both grateful that this interview took place today.
Oh yes. Again, I wanted to thank you for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this. And you've got an open invitation back anytime.
Well, thank you so much. That means a lot, Cody. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
I'll let you go, and I'll be talking to you online, okay?
All right, y'all. Have a great day. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Taylor.
Bye-bye.
That was fun, wasn't it, Peg?
That was a very enjoyable interview. I certainly got my second.
That was so much fun. Let's see. You know, as y'all heard earlier, there was two things that we celebrated today. The show's 250th episode, which I still can't even wrap my brain around at this point. And the fact that I won Best Fan of the Christoph program. This past weekend, y'all has been totally and completely nuts. I'm not even sure it happened.
Well,
but
I was happy that I was there to see you get the award, Cody.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, I think I'm gonna let you go and kind of wrap up here, okay?
Okay. Another great interview.
Yes, it was, bud. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Will do. Have a good night, Cody.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Taylor Marie. Taylor Marie. Like I said, this is the show's 250th episode, and I'm just beyond. I'm beyond grateful for this, actually. I take none of this for granted. Y'all know that. If y'all follow me to the show for any amount of time, y'all know that. 5 years of doing something is a pretty big commitment, and so is 250 episodes. It's just been great. The guests have been so sweet. The callers, the listeners, the friends we've made on the show. I don't consider y'all fans at all. Y'all are friends to me and friends of the show. So thank you guys again for 250 episodes so far. And here's to 250 more. And with that being said, we have a first on the show next week. We have from all the way across the pond in the UK, singer-songwriter Hannah Rose Platt joining us. That's next week at 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern, as most of these shows are. But I think with that, we're gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.